This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break, tell it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro.
Good evening, Bahamas, and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Telephone numbers tonight, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. I am your host, Valentin O'Brien, a.k.a. Shrewish Gucci, MP, Governor, and etc. It's a pleasure to be your host on a wonderful Friday evening. I hope everyone is trying to enjoy themselves. Inside the Inner City is a show that has been premiered on Guardian Radio for the last 7 years. It talks about the stories, past and present, politics, church. We extremely talk about the prison. We talk about our experiences with the police force, our experiences when it concerns to the living conditions of persons who reside in the country, especially those who are disenfranchised, and that includes the poverty, stricken people, also the middle class that is completely being wiped out in the country. So we talk about those stories. We also talk about solutions to the country's problem. So this show is a very educational show, very enlightenment show. We are neither PLP, neither FNM. The show is dedicated to improving the lives of the citizens of the Commonwealth of the country. It's also a show that tells the story of the average Bahamians who are going through a tremendously rough time. And this show is actually to talk about our lives, and for those who are listening in the country who are the powers to be, and those who can assist our brothers and sisters with doing positive things on how we can make this country a better place, because of the current state with all of the violent crimes, with the injustice going on in the country. We really need to take a look at ourselves and really, really invest in what we need to invest in to make this country a better place. So I'm your host here tonight on Guardian Radio. I don't have a guest tonight. I have a guest list booked out for the whole entire year. I want to say again, I made a statement a few weeks ago concerning Bamu Shock. I got confirmation from Ms. Pinder that she would be reestablishing my advertisement with Bamu Shock. So beginning next week, we would be advertising Bamu Shock again. She has been, from inception, sponsoring the show for over 7 years, and she has been wonderful to me and all my endorse and trying to make my country and my community a better place. She has been there to assist me for so many years. One of Bamu Shock franchise, Miss Elaine Pinder, and we will be having an advertisement coming in from Bamu Shock, and next week we begin. So today's topic, we're going to talk about injustice, and then we're going to talk a little bit of crime. And then we can talk about the Minister of National Security remark, killing products of our failures. And we would like to dig more into that and explain it to you, because that's what I'm good at. I have a vast experience in criminal elements in the country, past and present. I'm knowledgeable about it. I can read between the lines when people are saying stars and actually know what they're meaning, even though they're saying it. You know, I also talk about invisible stuff that happens in our country, but now you see it's becoming a reality. So I always keep an open mind on the show. Okay, so we're going to start tonight what we call injustice. Now, this is just my opinion, and I'm going to start by this. After majority rule, I would say that our former slave masters, after we won the government, many of our former slave masters who were residing in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas at that particular time decided to leave the Bahamas because of majority rule. They probably felt they were threatened and they wanted to leave the country. But in doing so, many of them who left, some were good, some were bad, but we would like to say that many of them left our forefathers and foremothers' land opportunity in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So we took on the titles, if people don't understand our history. And then there were free slaves who were never captured or enslaved, who were undetected living in the Bahamas, but had their little small settlements. So they were the free slaves. But for those of us who were brought over on ships from Africa to the Caribbean and other parts of the world, we had slave owners who were in charge of us, and we took on their names. So if they, like, their names, in other words, what I'm saying, if the slave master's name is Valentino Brown, then me as a slave will have the title of Brown as identification for me to be able to move about knowing that I carry the brand title. So that's like my identification, you know, because I was owned by Mr. Brown. Okay? So in doing so, when they left many of our great-great-grandparents and great-great-grandfathers' land in their name. So many of us got all of this land that you see all about in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Many of us got that. And some bought their land by being able to earn a decent living, and were able to purchase some land. So we had people who were leaving the country, who was former slave masters, giving land to Bahamians who reside here after majority rule. And then we have those who were already here who were not captured, because I don't care what no one say. Rome could be coming. They can't capture all the Bahamians. Someone's going to travel. Someone's going to escape. Some of us are going to be uncatchable. You know, so we'd hide out and et cetera. So not everyone get captured. Not everyone was enslaved. That's impossible. Just like how no one army could conquer the world, as much as Julius Caesar tried, Alexander the Great, King David, and et cetera, they were never able to conquer the whole earth. They were stopped by some entity. So, yes. So what I'm trying to say is many of us got land because of our former slave masters having the kind heart to say, are we living? We're going to leave you this land. So many of the land that you see around the country now were given to us by former slave masters all over the country. So when I, and then the Queen also after independence, after we got, I think, when we got majority rule and then independence, I think Queen Elizabeth issued crown land to Bahamian people who reside here, certain percentage, et cetera, which is still going on today, where we have the dispute with the Prime Minister, and many Bahamians now are asking for crown land, and they're being unable to get it. The government is using the crown land as subdivision, et cetera, so they're dictating, they're deciding on how many houses they're going to build, and et cetera, on a yearly basis, and et cetera, and et cetera. So it's the same problem anyway. So we have here, where I was reading the newspaper, and I was very disturbed by Miss Rosemary Hanna sent me an audio recording of a man who lived on a property for 50-something years, you know, built his house and et cetera. And then a lady who was close to him, I think for 35 years, got their homes demolished. Now, it doesn't look good for us as a country and as Bahamians, you know. Because and the court granted it, I'm not too familiar with it, but I hope that, you know, it's before the courts. But I just want to give an illustration on why we need to love and care and understand. It's hard to believe that someone could be living on a property for 50 years, right? And 35 years. But let's just use the 50, right? And then they build a house, they spend thousands and thousands of dollars on this house, probably 200, 150 or you, et cetera, getting electrician, buying plywood, blocks, steel, et cetera, scrapping yearly, you know, they ain't have it like that. So they managed to build a house within a 15 or 10-year period, and they've been living there for 50 years. How is it possible that someone who owns the property, right, sole claims to own the property, right, after 50 years can come and claim the property? Now, I'm not being biased, all right, and I'm not getting mad for people's things, okay, voice of what. But for a person to be living on a property for 50 years, where has the owner been in his 50 years? Has he been watching the yard? Why is these people building the house, et cetera? Was he renting to them? If he was not renting, then what is he doing? Was he cleaning this property in 50 years? Why is these persons who now get their home demolished, who are supposed to be there illegally, but they saying they have papers, right? How is it the owner that owns this property for 50 years, all of a sudden now can come and get a court order from the police, I mean from the court, and then have the police come and evict a person who's been living on the property for 50 years? Now, I know squatters' rights. After 12 years for someone on your property, according to what I listen to Guardian Radio, where they play it over and over and over and over and over, they state that as you're behaving, that property can be your own. Because the question needs to be asked, where was the owner who for 50 years watched these people barely legally on their land and did nothing? Never came to clean the yard, never checked for the yard. So that means the yard was there. So if a hole's gone up in the 50 years, where was the court, and where was the police, and where was the complaint in this 50 years? See, we all be aiming here. And that ain't right. You know? It ain't right. Even if the people was there illegally. Come on, man, my brother. Or mom, or whoever this person is, you're be aiming. Just work it out. Just work it out, man. Don't do things like that, man. That ain't right. Even if the people there illegally, but you know, and they're behemoths. But for 50 years, they've been living as property people in Billy House. Where you was as the owner? And even so, if you was the owner, you're supposed to have a heart and say, you know what? Man, y'all just come a little couple dollars. You know, I had plans, but we all God's children. And I see you have a family and, you know, you are 50 disabled. You're disabled. Well, where he's going to sleep? What he's going to do? You know? Whether they're legal or illegal, we some cold people. We have some cold people living in this world, you know. And this ain't not about getting mad for no one thing. But many of the slave owners, the slave masters, the white man who all us despise and talk bad about, they were gracious enough to leave all of us with all this property, right? And again, I tell you, there were free slaves who came from the Seminole War, and came over in the Bahamas, and they never were captured. With black Seminoles, and they hide now in places like Andres, what is relevant today, Red Bay Andres, and all about Cat Island, etc. And they were not all captured. All slaves were not captured. Some are free slaves, never got captured, and they're claiming that they blend in. All right? How we get like this? What? How did we get like this? I mean, anyone watching it, right? It's crazy, 50 years? Man, come on, man, give the property up. You know, if so, you could talk to the people. You know, if you, but you ain't been there for 50 years. You watch these people build a house, put up a wall, have grandchildren and all. But the sad part about it is listening to the interview where a certain inspector, we can't call her name, he or she name, because, you know, it's an ongoing matter. But we have to talk about this matter, all right? God must give an issue for the persons to vacate. But the people has the right to defend themselves. Because if you saying this is your property, and you watch me live here for 50 years, and you ain't do nothing from then. Now all of a sudden, now when 50 years later, I file a complaint to the court. I probably take this complaint to an acquaintance of mine who I know as a police, and that's where the corruption comes in, you know, because we as vehemence, again, it's a story I heard from my elders who tell me about when majority rule, when all of the British administration was moved from government, when the British prison officers removed and replaced with black Bahamian prison officers. A lot of people tell me that when that changed, say the black police officers, the black defense force officers, the black nurses, some of them became worse than oppressors because they get the balance of power. And it seems to me like whether it's politics, whether it's the church, whether it's anyone who, not the majority, there are some who are humble. But it seems like persons, when they have power, they would abuse their brothers and sisters and take advantage of them because they have power. So a court order came, according to what I was listening to, and the people them were in their house. And the fence going on first, with people with tractor, with the police there, people trying to talk to the police. The police is supposed to be the peace. But how could you be a peace in a situation like this when you can't understand the people being living here for 50 years? That's some grounds. I don't care what no one say, that is some grounds. That means you as an owner on this property for 50 years, you don't deserve to have this property, quite frankly. Even if these people here illegally. Because where you was in this 50 years, the people might have been keeping the yard from abandoned cars, overgrown bushes, grass, etc. And they decided to do something on the property when you didn't care about the community. Right? There should be some financial return for the people keeping it for 50 years. So since they've been here 50 years, then they should have a bill for you would cost at least $150,000 to $200,000 for cleaning down the property and et cetera for all those years that you neglected the property. It's wrong. We all be humans here living in this country, you know? And it's a sad day for us living in the country. And look how we're doing one another. When God bless us with the milk and honey, you know? $700, 700 keys. And they say it's more than $700, 700 keys. In the government of the Bahamas. But when we look at milk and honey in the Bible, right? The Bahamas is one of those milk and honey countries that God has given to us. And the only way we're going to keep this, if we get rid of greed, jealousy, envy, and hate. You know, all I hear is about the white man this and the white man this and the government working with the white man. White people don't do this in their circle. They take care of one another. They take care of one another. They look after one another. Us, we tear down one another. You know why? Because we get a little bit of power. Or I believe I better than you. Buddy, listen to me. Atlantis get a turtle in Atlantis. And when you go use the turtle, right? That spoot up and clean your. But that still don't clean you. It's when you go on your toilet and use your roll of tissue. You understand? And then you have this big coffin would cost $15,000 and $20,000. I get my coffin cost $5,000. Huh? Coffin. It's coffin and all this ground 6 feet. Some of us might get cremated. All of us might not get buried. So out of my way, in my speech, see, I get personal with these things. You see, these things just bother me. You know, these things just bother me. You know, that's crazy. You know, looking at that man with his one leg and 50 years. My God. Even if this is not that man or the lady house, I mean property. Find any hard man, just let it go and just ask him for a couple of dollars, you know, because we all be humans. You know, now you displace a family. You know? Now, I'd also like to say this too. I hope that persons who do claim that the property is their own, they wasn't really disrespectful to the person who owned the property. I want to just chip that in. This does not necessarily mean that this is true. But at the same time, we as Bahamian, we can be boastful be on someone's property and we're saying, hey, what do you think I want? You're going to listen. I don't care what you go to police and et cetera. Now, if that's the case, then that is not the right way to go about it. You have to assess the situation, understand the situation, and try calmly with an open mind on how we can negotiate with all parties. But it's a shame. You know, it's a shame. We always talking with these white people and this and that. Friends love us and, yeah, friends love us for Bahamians, right? But the white Bahamians, let me tell you something. I can continue this topic. You know what I get to learn. I go to a lot of meetings, you know, and I observe it and I keep my mouth quiet. And I observe. You'll never know who's the boss in the room. You'd swear the guy wearing a coat suit is the boss. No, the guy sitting next to you with a tear pants and them bicep shoes or slippers, he is the boss and he's listening to what everyone got to say. And if you say the wrong thing, right? If you say the wrong thing, you mess up big time. I learned this. Their circle is different. They take care of one another. They know how to talk to one another. And they are organized in money management and business. They know how to... You know, it's something we taught them thousands and thousands of years ago in Egypt and down in Africa. You know, it's how we were as a people. That's what people understand. You could work for a black man from Monday to Friday, okay? A black contractor. He would be on your case. You're supposed to be working from 7 o'clock, right? And you're supposed to work from your 9 irregular hours, right? And he would be on you if you just come 10, 20 minutes late. So you wake your regular hours from 8 or 9 to 4 or 5 from Monday to Thursday. You know, and you're on your case. Oh, man, you coming late to work. You know, you're a couple of minutes late to work. But you're a hard worker. You know, you wake some overtime, so your back a little cramp up, you get up a little late, might have drink a couple of beers and chill out with your boys or, you know, or you and your girl went out to have a wonderful time. You know, and now Friday come. All rushing you and doing this to you and talking to you verbally. When Friday come, sorry about that, boys, guys, the boss, the white man didn't give me the check yet. If you hold on, I can get it to you Monday. Now, these are the same guys who you work for Monday to Thursday, right? That's how we is. That time, the white man, he don't play. When you work for the white man, I say, Friday, you're supposed to get paid around 2 o'clock. I say by 11, 12 o'clock on any white man job, Friday, your check, that in your hand. Your money's never going to be short. And they always looking to pay you for your overtime. But us, we mess up just the same way with the situation with the house and the property. I can't understand this. I don't understand how a judge, I'm not being disrespectful for the judge. I just want to understand this. Knowing that when you look at it, seeing the people on the docket stating that this person has been living on the property for 50 years. That should be a consideration. A loan, even if the owner come with papers. Because the first thing you got to ask yourself, ask the judge, using common sense, well, how in the world this person could be living on this property for 50 years? But where you was when your father's complaint? How they was able to build, get electricity turned on, etc. They might have got it turned on illegally, but where you was? Huh? For 50 years, how this yard would have looked if this wasn't developed? You know, something ain't right. And then the law. The peacekeepers, that's the one who were given directions. peacekeepers don't do that. You know, I hear in a story where man's son or the woman's son asking question, why are you pushing down the fence and et cetera, and exchange a word between the inspector and et cetera. Person got it. The gentleman got to be upset because this is their home. How you gonna talk to him calmly when you're coming there aggressively with papers? And the guys don't feel, the family feels they has a reasonable explanation to explain to the court on their situation. I think he was supposed to go before the courts, let everyone present their evidence. And Fox used the squatters' right if they're there illegally, etc. And then asked the question, how could they have been on the property for 50 years and build a house? Or the lady who went for 35 years and house got pushed down. It's completely unfair. Completely unfair. And like I said, our former slave masters, the British Empire, when many of them left after majority rule, they left many of us in this country, the Browns, the Rhodes, the Thompson, the Penders, the Russells, the Coakleys, the Thompsons, the Johnson, et cetera, Tanquest, every person who became Bahamians in 1973, what became the Bahamas. First we went Nassau, a British, and part of the British Empire, and this was a colony, after majority rule and independence, we became a partially independent country, because I listened to what Sir Lyndon Pitt said, and he said we are partially independent, so that's more like local government, but we still can make rules and regulations that can benefit the Bahamian people, even though we serve the crown. It's just a matter of fact who holds the position, you know, if they're going to stick with going 100% with the system, or we're going to break some of the system so we could benefit the majority of the Bahamian people. So this is the kind of stuff that gets to me, you know. It's wrong. You know, so I want you, if you want to comment on this particular matter, before I go to our crime part of the show, and you want to comment on this and let's see if I'm wrong for saying the person who owns the property for 50 years is in violation. And let's see how we think as Bahamians and how we look at one another and how we supposed to be uplifting one another. There's so much chaos in our country right now, all right? You're seeing the police are picking sides. And I'm not saying the police take orders from the court, but it seems like some certain officers have acquaintance with certain people and they use their position of power as to intimidate and abuse their power to a normal citizen who's just hasn't broken no law. This gentleman has not broken the law. And the lady who host got pushed down after 35 years, I don't think they are breaking the law. But I think those who break down the property, I think they break the law. Because they were supposed to wait and see how we're going to work this out, because there's many questions to be asked. Our telephone numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Remember they said, we, as Bahamians, are the ones who are destroying ourselves. I'm tired of hearing this foolishness, but the white man this and the white man that. No, us. The guys on the streets who are killing the innocent people, killing the innocent brothers, us, the police who are out there doing their job, but at the same time, they themselves are abusive. Us, the politicians who we elect to put legislation in place that could benefit the Bahamian people like local homes and et cetera, and to bring down poverty, we don't get that from them. So this is what we're talking about. We're going to take this call on Inside the Inner City. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Hey, Scrooge.
Hey, good night.
I just called because you said something about Lyndon saying that we were partially independent.
Yes.
I whoever told you that, misinform you.
Okay.
I lived through it from 73, yes. And I never heard Lyndon or any one of the framers of the Constitution say anything about us being partially independent. We are a fully independent country.
Yes, sir.
All right? So, yes, you know, those persons who say that we're partially independent, they're wrong.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you. Are we over next caller? Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Yes, Koji. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, too.
I beg to differ, right? The Bahamas never got full independent. The Bahamas got what you call self-governance.
Yes.
And Mr. Loftus Roker is still living today, and he came on the radio a month back, and he clarified that. The Bahamas...
I heard it, too.
We never got what you call full independence. Because think about it. How could you be fully independent, sir, and still have foreign anarchy over you as the highest office?
The Governor General.
The Court of Appeal, which
Governor
is
General.
A foreign nation, sir, that is the highest court of your nation. So how in the world could you see that to be being independent? It's crazy. And this is the reason why what you're talking about, but our lifestyle and our living is such out of whack, because this system, mm-hmm. This colonial system, so that we are under, it could never produce
no
good results for the masses.
Yes,
because it wasn't designed for that. It's a slavery design. So that means some people, based on how close they get to the master, they can be able to survive.
Yes.
But ain't everybody can be able to get close to the master.
Yes.
You see?
Yes,
and
sir.
This is why the system needs to change, so that it levels the playing field, and we don't need to worry about friends, family, and lovers, or brand knows and politicians to get something out of the system that they deserve. We have to wake up in this country and call a spade. The Bahamas parades around like it's independent. They are not independent. The only place in this hemisphere is independent, right, is three places like America and Haiti, right? And we could go to say, and even we could go as far as saying even Cuba, right?
Yes.
But the vast majority of the other nations in this hemisphere, sir, they are still colonial controlled and manipulated.
Yes.
Right? And when it comes to the land,
yes,
in
sir.
This country, right? We have allegedly foreign nationals would our governments, none of them could take them off a land. Don't care how much court case or defense force, but hear this, right? We have Bahamian citizens who would have been living on a property for half a century.
Oh Lord!
Right?
Go ahead, sir.
And then we also have laws on our book would call. Squatting rights and all of these things, right? But here it is. Somebody could be on a property for 50-odd years. And that's how I believe this have to be a corrupt case, because for the judge who's supposed to know the law better than anybody who stands in the front of them, and for them to make the decision that, look here, despite of all of the laws that govern the land, laws that govern this country, these people show that they've been on these properties more than enough time.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what you're gonna need to do. You're gonna need to have to compensate them for the time spent on this land, or you're gonna have to just go the next way,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, sir.
But for you to just this address to the judge for you to just to say, look, yo, I sign with these for this whoever this person is, right? Because it, we need this space to put some dead bodies in. We need this space because we need to create a graveyard.
Dead people.
Right, to put some dead bodies in, and your living people are standing in that way. You come from Rania. That's crazy, man.
I have never heard some... Boy, that's cold.
That's crazy, man.
That's crazy. And you made some valid points, you know. You made some valid points. When I listen before I talk, and I heard when the same statement that Loftus Roker said, I listened to an interview that Lyndon Pinland said when he was the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and he said that we were self-governed on his own mouth.
Yes, you heard him, right? And that's why we can't move, because, see, we have a lot of people in ignorance, right? They just don't know. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the indoctrination that was put on us,
mm-hmm,
to believe that we are free people, right? It's only a brainwash, because, buddy, we can't feed ourselves, right? The number one industry in this country don't belongs to us. The second industry in this country don't belongs to us. The third industry, which is fishery, you might as well say that belongs to the Dominican Republic. What you saying about being independent, right? We really have to get our act together and truly be independent by getting rid of the crown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting rid of the crown, heirs and successors, and really become truly independent, man.
Mm. Brother, you said...
Have a nice day, man. Well,
you did a wonderful job. You did a wonderful job, brother.
Yep, you too, man. Enjoy the rest.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much. To the callers, they did a wonderful job. You know, some people, you know, you don't go back and forth. Some people have their own opinion, and we as Bahamians, we only can enlighten and also get enlightened, because that's what it's all about. So, you know,
we don't
go back and forth. We like to have a normal show where we can understand one another and have a conversation. And, you know, and we if we can explain it a little more for people to understand by seeing the proof in the pudding, you know, because while I talk, I listen to people who have been there. I listen to speeches. I listen to the person themselves, because I saw Sir Lyndon himself said that we are not fully independent. We are self-governing. So you call it more like local government. So when we was asking for local government that we were in Renard Hanfield and Ed Fields and et cetera were pushing for, we already had local government in the country. That's what they call it. Even the prime minister is the executive and et cetera. That still is local government. I get to read all this stuff. I like to read, and I'm very smart. All right? Don't think for a minute you can come saying things to me about the Bible, about politics, about et cetera. I'm well-voiced. Because I've been around some of the most intelligent people in the country, Miles Monroe. I have been with Neil Ellis. I've been some of the most intelligent people in this country. People who think I've never... I've been around. In fact, they like to be around me because they learn a lot of me also. So I've had a lot of experience of going around with Sir Lyndon Pinland, Perry Gladstone Christie, Tommy Turncrest, Dr. Bernard Nordich, like I say, late Miles Monroe, Neil Ellis, Cheryl Wilson. I could go on and on. And persons who I help also to pass a lot of... what you call legislation in Parliament that went through that have benefited the Bahamian people. So all the stuff you see with some of these legislation passing in Parliament when it comes to second chance, marijuana, and et cetera, small businesses, the Overdell Initiative, local government, and et cetera, if you find on who was sitting on the table and giving people advice and who advice they take, you'd be surprised. They ain't the politician. And I never like to brag upon myself, but I'm very intelligent. I think God has blessed me with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And I use it to better myself so that I can make sense, so that I could be able to help my brothers and sisters. I might not can't reach them, but talking to the people who have the power, by me talking to them and then making sense to them, then we pass legislation. And legislation is law, and it starts to manifest. So this is how you help people, you know. I might can't reach you personally with financial aid because the country is too big, even though it's small, but it's too big. But I can reach people like Ministers of National Security, former Minister of National Security, Tommy Tornquist, the late, great Dr. Bernard Nordich, and I've been giving them input over the years. And then Lady Cheryl Wilson, I gave her some info. That's when the PLP won the election back some years with Mr. Christie. And then a 10-point plan that you saw at the Progressive Liberal Party won the general election off. And when the Free National Movement won the general election, you know, we're sitting on the table giving them all those ideas. That's how come I was a poster child for the Bahamas government here in the U.S., and that's under the Ministry of National Security, the Honorable Tommy Tornquist. So I'm just saying I'm very intelligent. Very intelligent, and I'm never going to say nothing that I don't have some knowledge about. Yes. So, yes, like the caller said, he talked about that is crazy. And that's the injustice I'm talking about in this country. So I don't want to hear nothing but no white people or no white man or all the crap and letting the politics fool us on both the PLP and the FNM, but this one dealing with the white man and the PLP saying this one dealing with the white man. And on the FNM side, the FNM say the PLP didn't deal with the white man. Both parties is deal with the foreign investors. Okay? Let me just say that. And all ministers who are part of government, the majority of them, have their own business. And from time to time, they take giving out contracts to one another in order for them to be successful businessmen. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just how you go about yourself and how you do business, because they're businessmen, so they know how to milk the Bahamas government, all right? And that's legal. That's not illegal. And both parties do it, because the majority of MPs, ask yourself this question, the majority of MPs or senators, what are they? They're lawyers and et cetera. But the majority of them are businessmen and have companies. All right. Yes. So, yeah, that's a lot of injustice. And I hope the state of the farm, they hope they get some assistance on trying to put a roof over their head, because I wouldn't want to be them right now, because I don't know how I would react in that situation. You know, coming home from waking up, you know, tractor pushing on your house. I hear the man was in the house and the tractors continue to push down the man house. That's crazy. And the police is present. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. The peacemakers. Wow. Whoever is the police, I ain't getting a court order. You ain't getting me to get a court order. Not me. I ain't telling the contractor or the contractor or the tractor driver to push down no one house on no one wall. I can exclude myself from that matter. I'm going to tell the commissioner of police, where I was in my superior, dying, I mean, it's a court order and a judge order. But listen, this one time, this crown ain't get me to go and do this to these people. You know? Just like I said, squatters' rights after 12 years. So even that, the judge is supposed to look at that. Because there's no way you could have a property for 50 years and you have done none to watch people build their house. Where were you? And like the gentleman said, compensation for me being there, or we have to wake it up. All right. So we finished with that segment of the show. And I want to just talk here about the recent spree of murders happening in the Capitol. Ali, you think we could play that? Or are you taking a break now? After the break, could we play that segment where we have the 5-man charging the murders that occurred recently? And then I think we have a statement from the Minister of National Security stating that killing products are failures. And I want to talk more about that after the break.
Rest in Augusta, where them two road meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see this life in the ghetto.
Enjoy an elevated mobile experience with BTC giving you
unlimited talk for the best conversations,
unlimited data for all your online fun,
and unlimited roaming to stay connected while overseas
for just $50 per line.
Unlock unlimited mobile talk, data, and roaming when you sign up for BTC super fast fiber internet with speed starting at 100 megabits per second. Enjoy more great savings and value. Upgrade or sign up today. Visit any BTC store or btcbahamas.com. Conditions apply.
When does a simple meal become exceptional? You guessed it, when it's made the Fresh Market way. We're talking exquisite cuts of fresh meat, succulent fresh seafood options, the best in fresh produce, and who can forget our exotic spices and herbs? Come on, get ready to shake up your taste buds and let our aisles inspire your inner food genius. Homemade salted caramel ice cream? Egg noodle stir fry? Time to walk and roll. Slow smoked beef ribs? Oh, baby! Remember, go fresh and craft delicious with Fresh Market.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. I represent Bahamian people.
We're back on the number one station, Guardian Radio. And before we go to our flick, we going to it now? Okay, let's go.
Five murders in 4 days. It's the stark reality of a bloody Independence holiday weekend that saw one man killed Thursday night, two killed Saturday, and another shot multiple times Sunday night at Araki. The latest murder was reported on Monday evening. And despite concerns over a gang war and retaliation, Dame says there's no need for people to move around in fear.
Why? One should be afraid. I mean, you have violence in communities, right? I'm not saying that incidents won't happen. We have issues within our households. Should people be afraid to sleep in their own homes?
Dame says police have been doing a good job with crime numbers trending downward. He also pointed to the quick rate of capturing suspects in certain incidents, like Sunday's Araki murder.
That incident, the young man was taken into custody and a weapon was seized. Unfortunately, someone lost their life prior to it. But it also speaks to the work that our law enforcement officers are doing.
Which brings us to Monday evening, the fifth murder in a 4-day period. According to police press liaison Assistant Superintendent Audley Peters, the victim was one of several people sitting at a car wash when a small dark vehicle pulled up.
A lone male exited that vehicle, armed with a firearm, and discharged a number of shots in the directions of the individuals, fatally wounding the victim.
Now, Peters was also asked about how useful these CCTV cameras here are. He said, first, it depends on if they're even working.
It's common knowledge that some of them are not operable due to whatever incidents with outage and so forth that power may go down. And so if they're operable, we can look forward to getting information from them.
According to Police Commissioner Paul Roll, two of the five murders are connected. Monday's incident was murder 65 for the year. For Our News, I'm Kyle Joaquin.
Wow. It's crazy. That's a caller? All right, let me take this call before I continue the conversation. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment regarding the house, the property.
Go ahead, ma'am.
You know, sometimes we have to be careful. We have to take the emotions out of things. I mean, as sad as it sounds, but there are laws in this country. I have a similar situation. And you tell people, you know, you give them the trespassing notice and all of this kind of thing, you know, because someone can't be on the property for 50 years without being told. I'm sure they were informed, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a situation like that, and the emotions, yes, but can you imagine? Right? I don't come from a rich family, but my grandmother worked very hard for properties that she acquired as a housekeeper, you know, as a tuck shop owner. And you know, people try to squat on the property, and you go and you tell them, listen, okay, yeah, you know, it's emotional, but it doesn't belong to you.
Yes.
People pay money for things, and persons have to respect that. I think the squatter's right. That law, I think that needs to change. Because can you imagine, you work all your life, work hard, and you acquire a piece of property. It doesn't matter. You pay money for that. If you want to leave that clear, you want to put some on it, maybe some coconut trees or whatever. It belongs to you, no matter where you are and whenever you decide you want to build on it. Because you're going to have children and their children will have children. People have to respect that. We have laws in this country, so we have to be careful. Yes, it's emotional. It's emotional, yes. But it doesn't belong to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. And you made some valid points. And just to say how you spoke just now, it gives you a good, a better understanding, because we also need to know something too. If you are maintaining your property, like how you said just now, ma'am, then you have all the rights. As long as you're maintaining, you're putting a coconut tree on it, you're coming every month or every 6 months and you're cleaning down the property, then that gives that person no rights to your property.
But imagine that, hey.
Yeah, they don't have no rights to their property. It's a little different situation besides that one than how you were talking about, because if you're giving them notice, you're saying this is my generation property.
But imagine this though, right? I mean, you work hard all your
life,
right?
Yes, you're right.
Why you have to, you as a person, even if someone who comes and they decide they want to build a piece of a house, you know, that's a big investment on someone, on a property. You're supposed to get that title search. So, you understand what I'm saying? So they must have known somehow. You know, people have to, you have to be careful of the message
that
you send in this country, because it's emotional, right? But you cannot just do what you want.
No, you can't do what you want. No, we're not saying you could do what you want to. In this particular situation, and like you said, you gave a little example, they could have been getting some little thing from the new owner now and et cetera. So it just begs a little investigation, like you said.
Yeah, and my personal opinion, I know that we do in the Bahamas have this law called Squatter's Right 12
years. Ma'am.
I don't agree with that. I'm going to be a strong advocate for the government, whoever they may be or whenever they may be, to change that.
Yes.
Because if I, and I'm almost 60, if I work hard all my life for my property, if I want to put one little wasp nest on the tree, or somewhere, and I don't want to do nothing with that property, that belongs to me.
Yes.
I got papers for that. I sweat for that.
Yes.
I don't think that 12 years, that don't come before nobody. Because if I pay my money for it, and my hard labor, stay off my property, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
See, and you clarify what all owners should be doing. What you're doing is the right way to do things in order for your property not to get taken away from you by squatters, right?
Because, but why you have to, but what I'm saying to you, you still didn't get me.
No, I know.
Why
listen.
Why I have to show anything?
Listen.
That belongs to me.
No, I say you have to show nothing on that. What about this part? Just say you have all these properties right in different parts of the country, right? But
hold on. Before I can let you finish. Hold on, me interject there. You have properties all over the world. Did you work for it? Did you pay for it? Did you do the proper? Did you pay for it? And you have papers for it? Just let me know.
No, I'm saying to you, if you are, like how you said, you have all properties all over the country, right? And just say some of your properties are in places that you like through the NASA right now. If you write through the NASA right now, there are a lot of people who own property and houses. If you look today, those properties are garbage dumps. All of them. The majority of them.
We should have laws in this country.
Now you're getting to the point.
Hold on now. Derelict buildings that are hazardous is a problem. But that don't give you rights. Hold on. That don't give nobody right to possess. So just like, okay, for example, you've been down Bay Street recently?
Yes.
Okay. You see all them buildings, probably owned by Bahamas, whatever, but they're derelict. They look bad.
Mm-hmm.
We say we are a tourist destination. We've been through COVID. We had a lot of time locked down. Why we can't clean up things?
Mm-hmm.
I think that people, like in that situation, like you say, okay, if there's derelict building, there should be a law. You should be fined because you are posing hazard.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you're right. And I'm not saying.
But it doesn't give you a right to say, well, gee, boy, this house looks like it break down. Hey, let me move in here and build this up. No, that don't give you no right. I'm sorry.
No, It doesn't. It does not. But that's the situation that happens to so many, many.
Well, people got to learn what's right and what's wrong. Yeah. It ain't belong to you, baby. There are ways to title search and say, well, you can't just move and say, well, let me mm-hmm. build my three story on this property. No, it don't work like that.
Yeah, we
don't live in la la land. Yes. There are laws.
Yes, and there are laws, and like you said before, but I'm saying nothing against what you said. You're 100% right. What are you saying to this?
Some of you see what I'm saying? There's always two and three types of
stories. Yes. Some of these are owners and landlords have not been on their property for 40, 50 years, and the property is just run down. So some people go, like I'm saying, some people go and they take care of it, and then after a while, that's
they go and take care of it on their own. Yes. But don't do that. That ain't their right. But, the government should be finding these people that are posing hazards by these derelict buildings. With rat running all over the place.
That's what I'm talking about. So that's why some people in the community who concern community residents take this mantle under their wing, because it is a hazard to them living in the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is where MPs come in.
MPs ain't concerned about those stuff.
Let me tell you, we have MPs that have constituency offices. This is what we should be pushing. Our MPs should be in Parliament. Pushing legislation for things like this.
Yes.
Okay, you see what I'm saying?
That's what I see. Have you watched over the initiative and you've seen all the cleanup going on? The advice we've been given to the board. The same advice now you're talking about dialect vehicles, removing all those cars. Yes, I was on board with that. With Linda from Miss Merole from the Urban Design Lab which is part
important.
Of the That's the ideas we've been given.
You see how much derelict vehicles
That's
fire hazard.
Yes.
Rat running, rat chasing the cat. It's terrible.
Yes, that's the neglect of some of the landlords. See, you're doing the right thing. See, what you spoke on, you did the right thing, because you said if you have a property, you could put a coconut tree on it, but you're going to keep it clean and you're going to monitor it. You're going to monitor. See, you're not in the wrong. You could speak for you and all property owners who are doing that.
What I'm saying too, I am not going to give up on this point. Mm. Why I have to go and check on my property when I have papers for my property? Now, mind you, I ain't gonna have no derelict house on my property.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a difference. That's a big difference. Right. That is a big difference right there. You're completely right, but it's a difference there. If your property is dirty and run down and guys are stashing guns and drugs,
they should get fined.
Yes. Thank you very much. You did a wonderful job. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
You did a wonderful job.
You too. Yes. Keep it up.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. Wonderful job. And see, this is the kind of show and this is the kind of conversation we like to have, because there's all two and three sides to the story. So you got to listen to the callers. And,
let me tell you what my Grammy used to say, right?
Go ahead.
My Grammy used to say, there's your side, my side, and then the true story.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. You truly deserve it. Thank you. Sorry, I had to take a call just now. Yes. Very good response from the callers. And we have to have this conversation. See, just before you pass judgment on those poisons, just like the lady came up with her point, that's just how they're supposed to be discussing it before the courts, because the lady made some very interesting points that would get the judge attention, just as well as when they explained they've been living there for 50 years and they have not seen the landowner who states to own the property, and this property is being dirty, filthy, and et cetera. And we find it into our consideration to clean up the community and do something that is, you know what I mean, because it's hazardous for the community. The lady said rat, snake, guys who are selling drugs, guns, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And all that's happening in this yard where we have not seen the owner for 20, 30 years. People take it under their wing to go and do something that is beautiful for the community. Like the lady said, she is right. We could take this next caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the side in the city.
Yeah, what's going on, Scoozy?
Everything is good.
Yeah, I love that lady. I love that lady.
Yes.
She articulated herself well.
Yes.
But you know, my granddaddy, the tailor, is from Red Bay's link up with it. But on two sides, I had oppression from the Indian side and from the African side, right?
Yes, we are. That's me.
Yeah,
that's
so
us now.
Middle, but I call and give some little insight here. You know something, Scoozy? I like this topic today, right? You know, because these laws persisted for some reason. I don't know, because our colonial adaptation and psyche, right? But to look at it really, You know, the British didn't pay for these lands, you know. This is, you have to realize, these lands were conquered.
Yes.
And so the name Bahamas, you know, I thought it was Spanish derivative from the word Bahia, because I guess the J is silent, right? Which means shallow waters, but they saying it derived from the Taino Arawak.
Yeah, the little Lucayans, you know. Lucayans.
So, yeah, and so, but you know what I mean? So, and then I'm looking at the terminology that they use in Australia, that they use, the British, that the British used to conquer land. Other European countries followed, this after the Treaty of Tordesillas, right? But it's terra nullius. The Latin word terra means land, nullius means nobody, which means nobody's land, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, obviously comes from the word, which brings, give us the word terrace, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, after Columbus discovered the Bahamas, or, I mean, rediscovered.
Like, rediscovered, because like, he made people, yeah.
In his speech, right?
He's the first European, so
yeah, called. And so after he discovered this in 1492, notice now that when he went back to Europe, and I guess information was given to the Pope, and information was delayed that the people were passive, they were friendly, they were aboriginals, they were not civilized. This their ideal, this, their
not civilized,
of us,
yes.
Right? Which is totally incorrect. And so I guess they found that we were easily conquered. So if you discovered a place in 1492 and then subsequently in 1494 there was a papal bull sharing the world in half via the Treaty of Tordesillas, that's where the capitalism first began. And so we must realize that Britain didn't pay for this land.
No, it didn't.
That's why there was no need for them to revise these ancient
laws.
Thievery.
Right.
That, you know, just squatters' rights, and these are
yes.
quiet and
yes, yes, that's what it's from. That's what it's from. Yes, yes.
Yes. You know, we got a lot of property down there in Fresh Creek and Stony Creek area.
Yes, all this
good
falling.
And Island and all about. So I don't know. I mustn't go crazy, but this is what's going on, Suji. So it's designed to benefit them. So I want to share this with you. We need some independent sense, you know.
Yeah.
And so one of my mentors is Dr. Donaldson. Mm-hmm. I don't hardly see him, but whenever I see him, we talk for a long period of time. And I remember speaking with him one time ago in the food store. And he gave me some stuff. He said, I wouldn't like to say all, but I know for sure he has in-depth knowledge of that era, because he was some protege of Selinda, and he was around the independence and going forward between England and the Privy Council. And some stuff he said that I could actually remember. So if he could call in and you could get him on the show and give us a whole chronology, and I respect that brother, man. You know
okay.
What I mean? Trust me. He's enlightened on those particular
things. Right.
But the thing is, schools, you have to realize, are black people, right?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even looked into the ideas of education. When you read from ancient philosophers and things, and the concept behind education, it was designed to produce what you call automata, right? Robots. And,
yes. The work field.
I can give you numerous quotations because what I'm saying is it likens me, like, you know, me calling these talk shows, right? Some people hate me, some people like me, right? And some people try to discredit what you're saying when I had that conversation with scientists and the likes, and they didn't agree with what I'm saying. Now, they hate to believe that someone is an autodidact, which is just another word for self-educated, after dropping out of college, right? I still educated myself, but
most of the prophets.
Bill Gates dropped out of college, right?
Most prophets in the Bible.
No, but listen, but Bill Gates dropped out of college, but they worship him now because he's rich.
Mm-hmm.
But yet still, it likens me to a slave who could read, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the slave master didn't like you because what I noticing with the educated, right? They think they educated, but they shallow minded because they haven't learned the art of reading. You know, the art of reading is, you know, even the Bible tells you too much reading varies the flesh. So what you do is when you read, you overstand it, you meditate, and you think about it whilst you're not reading.
That's why you need knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
They know it all.
That's why you need knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
So what happens now is that you have the technological era, right?
Mm.
And people still in ignorance. And so this is a dictator's paradise between the media, the phones, the radio, mass psychology, and mass disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, some of the sheep, they are underread and they just can't decipher between truth and lie as if God didn't give them a brain, right? And then when you try to bring it out, how much times they call the radio and quote doctors' names, Scoozy?
Yeah, man, you know your stuff.
So why the brother who's come on 2 o'clock talking about the beer? Sometimes you call
them
and read what you're saying.
Yeah, you can't
and
call
they
them
call you stupid for not. I didn't say I was anti-vaxxer, you know.
No.
I'm anti-recombining technology. Then somebody texts subsequently on one show saying the AstraZeneca and the J&J are not mRNA. They are not mRNA, but they are recombining vector technology.
Yeah.
And they have adjuvants.
Yeah.
So people, when you, if you don't understand the terminology, then say so, but don't get mixed up. They are recombining technology, and from they start to do recomb, there are advantages, and disadvantage to recombinant vaccine technology.
Yes.
Right? And one of the advantages is it's cheaper and fast to make.
Well,
that's the reason why they're doing it.
Well,
they're
not going to
tell you about the cytotoxic, cytogenetic, and epigenetic effect. I ended it, brother. Don't get jealous. Who don't understand.
Man, listen, listen. Don't worry about that. See, you stop.
Let me tell you something.
Hold on. Listen. Hold on. Hey, you're talking too fast. Take it easy.
I got emotional cuts.
No, but yeah, but you got to take it easy. You can't do the dying good to do. That's what
I'm saying, bro.
No, that's what I'm saying. You got to slow down. See, listen, when you're talking, you're making sense, but you're talking. You got to let
it go. Yeah, but I get angry.
Yeah, but you can't do that because, see, if you get angry, you ain't really given education. You're just like the people who you fighting against.
I ain't fighting against me.
I ain't saying you're fighting against me. No, you got the people. You got the people who listening to you.
I know, but just
and you can't. Listen, listen. No, listen, you got to listen. Just listen. See, that's the problem with us now. Us behemoths, we don't like to listen to nobody, even though you're making good sense. I listen to the lady call. Just listen. You just got
to
slow yourself down and stop worrying with people. You're worrying with one or two people who send message. You're reaching out to people. You're reaching thousands and thousands of people who understand every message that you say, and you're reaching them. You're worrying with one or two people. You can't worry with one or two people because you're just as bad. You're falling into the trap. You can worry about what someone said on one show or what you say on another show. That is not important. My brother, you're reaching thousands of people and you've been saying these things about people being doing their research. So you can't, people are, the sheep that is not listening to you, that's their business. You're reaching a lot of people.
Not, excuse me. I appreciate that, right? It's not about me, you know, it's about the message. So what I'm saying is even when Marcus Garvey was living, right?
Yeah, but then.
I identify with Marcus. I'm a Leo, right? So what happens is they got educated blacks like William E. Du Bois, right? And some people was calling Marcus Garvey a buffoon and all kind of names. When he declared self-provisional government of Africa, they started to talk bad with him, you know. But first, initially, he was a poor orator.
But
and then I think he is a white guy that actually gave him inspiration.
White people give a lot of people inspiration. They have a lot of people in the country, and we never give them credit. Just like how when the march was going on with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I saw a white man with his one leg, and he was supporting them 100% walking with the black people. Now I'm not seeing one black people even recognize that white man who's walking on the one leg, and he was supporting black people. And that's the thing about us.
That's why I like America.
And that's why I don't like...
People talk about them, but see, excuse people talk about the Americans.
How much?
Notice the demographics and the demonstration.
Yes.
The people come together now. And so, Manus is on the other day on Aaron Green.
I know, because I'm going to get back to my topic. If you don't mind, you just wrap it up real quick, please.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, Mr. Manus is saying, only love could help us now.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, I have a battle going on in my body. I don't have time for external battles, man. Bless it. Yeah,
yes.
Have a good day, bro.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, don't get frustrated with people. You're doing a wonderful job. You can't worry with one or two people. I have the same problem. You think I got time to worry with anyone who live in my community? I helping who I can help. I could care less if who like me or who don't like me or what they say about me because at the end of the day, they ain't doing nothing to better with no life. They don't have no vision. They don't have no future. All it is sip, sip, sip. I like to talk about everything, and that's us as a society. My brother, you're doing a positive job. You just keep it up. You don't let no one discourage you.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the show. Sorry for taking so long.
It's okay.
Go ahead. You're on, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry for the delay. I think you have turned on your radio just a little bit.
Yeah, I got hello. How are you doing? It's a wonderful program you're putting on right now, and I've been enjoying it right from the beginning.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. My name is Robert Sanz. I'm in Lutra. And to hear you is a great thing because we have a lot of things, as you covered, you know, right from the beginning, you know, like the dependency on ourselves is one thing, but, you know, being a colony or an island or anything else, we are all interdependent, no matter what. And the politicians sometimes make arguments to each other those who cannot at least understand, lead up to the consequences of their actions.
Wow.
That's one thing, right? The other thing is, I think about the Columbus, he was Spanish. He was Italian and went to the Spanish. And,
yeah, he was Italian, yes.
It was, you know, not his decision to who was going to go and support him. And every other, you know, there are so many things which have been wildly in place and out of place in your conversation. And I've enjoyed every moment of it. Nice to meet you that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes. And just to see.
Good night.
Good night. And thank you very much. And you made some great point in a short period. And I appreciate the call just now. And all I just like to say this. See, what we is too wrong, right? We never look at the people who help us out. You understand? See, I watched that with Dr. King and he walking. And there were a lot of white people who were there with him supporting the black movement. But yet still, we don't recognize none of those persons. It's always like we always against all the people. If you look at sports, look how many people of that nature have helped so many athletes. There are so many great people. And then when we come in this country, it's always about the white man, this and all business, and the white man. Listen, those people is trying to make deals with the government that could benefit us. It's our government, our black brothers who is the executive, the members of parliament, doctors, lawyers, and et cetera. They is the one who try to negotiate, not for the country, not for us. They negotiate for the party, all right? I've been to so many meetings where I say, wow, that's how this goes. These people be donating to so many cars in the country and giving it to certain behemoths who supposed to be upstanding and value. That's why me as a street guy who was to be on the top gangster. So when I look at these guys, I say, wow. I say, but it's cheaper to be in a guy or be a guy in a coat suit because me, who is a gangster, ain't stand no chance. I always tell the guys, say, y'all guys who's be robbing for little $500, $150 or $5,000. I say, y'all need to get a new job description. You need to be a politician or you need to be a pastor. You understand? Because they get away with all kind of swindling and they don't go to jail. But I say, you could go rob for $5,000 and go to jail or $200 or $300 and go to jail for 15, 20 years. That's just a joke. But yes, you know, I don't want to hear that. We need to stop that about this white man, about the white man this and the white man that. Listen to me. There is no white company or company in this country could do business in this country unless they have a Bahamian lawyer. Okay? There's no company that comes to the Bahamas could do business in this country unless they deal with a Bahamian lawyer or a Bahamian law firm. Okay? I just want you all to know that. Okay, we got a text here. Let me read it. I agree with you regarding the white people. Okay. Let me read it. Okay, this is a text. I agree with you regarding the white people. They have helped and we need to move on and help ourselves as a black people. Mental slavery is real. We need to help ourselves and use history to strengthen us, not keep us down. You know? And that's the truth. You know? There's help a lot in this country. And every time I listen to the politics that on the PLP and the FNM side, they always pointing finger. Someone was pointing finger at Brent Simonet. That man deserved what he get. He was a businessman. And if the PLP come in power right now, they say he get contracts under the Free National Movement. And he boy, Hubert Minnis. Any government come to power would have to work with Brent Simonet. There's no government in this country that would not work with Brent Simonet because the man is a genius. The man has many different businesses and has helped so many other behemoths, black and white, with their businesses. But we never know that, you know. That man is a good man, you know. If you know him in person, you know. We like to do that. We always, you know, and I always wonder. And he said something, you know. See, listen to me. And Mr. Simonet said something, you know. He said, why are y'all always attacking me? Say, yeah, we look at the rich black guys like Frankie Wilson and et cetera. And he went on Tiger Finneson and et cetera. So he's saying, why are you just pointing the finger at me, but you're not pointing the finger the other way? See, that's us. And that's how stupid we are as a people. We have to understand that this Bahamas has an opportunity for all of us. You just have to go and work, yeah, hip off. You know, hard work pays off. Miss Lane Pinnon won Bamboo Shack. You think she just get that Bamboo Shack just like that? She started with one outlet on Nassau Street. And then she see the potentials. And she grew her business into a franchise. Beauty Bakery, when I was a little boy, was one little small place. No bigger than this room I am in, Guardian Radio. Beauty Bakery. Now look at Beauty Bakery, a multi-million dollar company with pulling in over $600 million or $700 million a year. Okay? the Marla Butlers, Frankie Wilson. So Frankie Wilson, the late great Bismarck Coakley, the Sunshine Boys. It's what you put in. You have to take what you want in this country, you know. Stop fooling yourself and listen to the politics about this one and that one. Listen, if the PLP and Brave Davis become the next prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, he would be giving him Mr. Brent Simmons contracts too. You know why? Listen why. The man is a business mongol. He is above government. All governments got to work with poisons like that. All governments got to work with Frankie Wilson. If the PL become in power, right, they'd have to give Sir Frankie Wilson a contract. All right? If the FNM comes in power and Frankie Wilson's out there and he has a company that reflects what the government wants, he will get a contract. Tiger Fidelson, it's the same thing. Because they're a successful businessman and they deserve their benefits. So we need to stop that. We need to stop that. We can take this last call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Good afternoon, Scrooge. How you doing, man?
I'm fine.
Boy, Scrooge, your vocabulary getting too big, you know.
Stop that, man. You think so?
I take with the God, but you can also ridiculous. I mean, you see, I talking about you. Just talk. You get like the rest of them talk to host now.
Don't do that, man.
Hold on, man. Some of them, they hear themselves so much, they talk the whole show out there by themselves. I wonder how that is feel. I know from the public side, the public is deep yearning to hear other voices other than the host.
Yes.
And I understand, you know.
Yes. No, man.
Yeah, man. But I mean, like, oh, but turn the hands of time back, man.
Go ahead.
Turn the hands back. The hands of time back. I mean, listening to all the shows today, we might have been in the age of piracy, man. I take me out to God because one of these some I ain't lying. For what being accepted and say, yeah, but we got to make sure that's all right. And we know that, I mean, like, if you got laws and things like that, if the law ain't good for everything, but we might as well cast the law on the side, man. Because, I mean, when it comes right down to people's property that deep, you know, when people buy their land, I think, yes. And they say that's their land and they own that.
Yes.
And if you want anything in this life that you want, let me give you a good example, right?
Go ahead, sir.
If you purchase something, right, that's yours, right?
Yes.
If someone steals it, you go to the police, they lock in that place and they treat them as how they're supposed to be treated as a criminal.
Yes.
Right? So, why? I mean, land costs more than car, land costs more than...
That's real estate.
Land costs more than them little tuna sandwich and things where they lock people up for, soda, biscuits and things they lock people up for.
Yes.
And people who hold land, they want, I mean, like, let's keep it real, man. I mean, like, I don't care how long you've been on someone's land, anything like that, you and your own mind, your own conscience, no. You ain't biased. You can't just go and just take. You can't just go and just settle.
No.
You just have to do your business before you go and build. That's a building, you know what? I hate to even build. If I go and build something, I want to build on my own property, but I build on people's land and things that cheap.
Yes.
You don't do that. Mm. And you're doing it, you're going to bring family, and then you're 20 children or whatever your family is, and then all in there, and you tell them that's the home, we have it, this is our house. Mm-hmm. And ain't nothing wasting that, because guess what? When you tell children that's theirs, and they grow up to be adults, they can fight for that.
Yeah. Yes. It's their birthright.
The precedence is wrong, man.
Mm.
We might as well, I ain't tell you no lie, right? We might as well just put all laws on the side, and let's just feel that anything anyone want to do it, man.
Mm.
Because you know what? Some of the things we make legal in this country, and you see a lot of taking to make marijuana legally.
Yes.
You know, and it's like a venom. It's like intentional.
Yes.
But some of the, you know what? Some of the things that Bahamians want, we should have referendum, not one. Referendum, what they call it, referenda.
Yes, yeah, referendum.
You know, referenda, more than one.
Yeah, you know how to go. Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I mean, it's like, why can't we have this referenda so that we can basically outline and see
what we want
as the people.
Right, my brother. Right.
This matter before the courts, where they're talking about, well, we go to preview courts to find out what happened, and they come back to them, you know what they do. You know what? We, as a nation, right, we should know what we want when the politician come to the people and tell the politician what the people want, man.
Yes.
It ain't about these politicians going before the courts and they go pick up in the Constitution. Oh, yeah, well, yeah. And they got the police force and everything along with them. Yeah. And then they pull out their big gun and thing, and they backing them up with their nonsense.
Yeah.
But I take my hat off of the police, you know, because I ain't telling you where they lie, right? The police. They're so flexible, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I see? I mean, respect to the police force, right? But you know what? Any dumb thing, what the politicians say. Oh, yeah,
because officers are there.
And the police is just go do it. And ain't no plenty of time. The police be like, this is a dumb thing, eh? But I got to do my job. I ain't telling you the way to lie. Basically, me.
Yeah.
That's why I in the world, right? I mean, it's like, hold on. It's something called freedom of mind, freedom of thought, and freedom of ideas, right? I mean, if you get in that world, right, it'd be hard for you to go wait for people, you know. It's hard for you to be in the same situation and thing like that, because guess what? You don't see how everything is weak and operating thing like that, and guess what? You go to certain situations and certain jobs and whatever, right? And the bull you got to be listening to, and oh, the boss say this and that, and the dumbness. And the things that don't work, and you just doing it because, hey, I don't believe you got to do it because you don't work, eh? I ain't going to work because I can roll out because I don't do fool. So that's what behavior need to be, you know.
Yes.
You got a whole principle because guess what? Anything other than that is mediocrity. You know? But I mean, like, you know, like I still say, you know, at the end of the day, when anybody purchase anything, and the same people who go on other people's land and build and whatever and whatever, you know what? They put up a fence and whatever, and they dare you to go on that property. Because they feel like it's theirs, right?
Yeah.
And they get guarded and protect that. So how they feel? You know, somebody else's property and they're carrying on in that manner. You don't do that. That's dangerous, man. You don't do that.
Yes.
And the government, I feel like the government, I mean, like this quiet not basically take that and make that, take the quiet off that and make that the louder.
Well,
don't silence for that. You know, much as, guess what? One day, a long time ago, you know, this is called like the reefer joints, right? I'm talking about various other places to go speak easy because they're going to go smoke dope. You see what I'm saying? And they ain't no different.
Yes.
Silence the quiet enough, he ain't no different.
Yes.
You know? If marijuana can't be legalized, why taking people over property to be legal for so long?
Well, a lot of crown land got took in this country. A lot of crown land with previous governments, both PLP and FNM, a lot of crown and subdivision got developed in this country. They overcharged many behemoths who are still paying for that property today, which was, like I say, this is probably why it's the way it is. If you look at the subdivision that bill, we're seeing where behemoths are paying $150,000 to $250,000 for properties. They'll be paying for at least 2 years.
A million.
You understand?
2 million.
And that
you can't even buy it.
Right. And that right there is the fact of reality. And that is very wrong. See, that's what you need to look at, because a lot of people are paying mortgages now on crown land that's supposed to be their crown land, and no less than $20,000 or $15,000 they are paying up to $150,000 to $250,000, even to $1 million on crown land in the Bahamas, given to them by either the government. You know, you understand? Yes. I only say it now.
What the prior model was? What the prior model was? Very morbid. I think about it.
I remember.
Boy. I mean, I ain't telling you the way to lie, right? If black bear, if we can't get black bear, let's get white bear. Let's get white bear. Because these fellas with the house, these politicians, and the whole, even the religious leaders and all of them.
Yes, you want to see this get crown land? You want to see the government is give the certain pastors crown land, they go build subdivision? So we have to look at this from a perspective like that also. You understand? They giving to their church members for a reasonable price, which at the end of the day, it's still robbery, because at the end of the day, it's crown land. So ain't no crown land the Bahamas should be costing no behemoth $150,000, $250,000. It's impossible. Anything got to be under $50,000 or $100,000 in this country, or even less than $100,000.
Yeah. Hey, Scrooge, you were saying earlier about a mark. Take the shackles off your mind and thing and all this kind. You remember that, right?
Yes.
But let me show you something. Take the shackle off your mind and metal slavery. Well, I can tell you what the biggest instrument of metal slavery is. And everyone around it, I ain't say everyone because I ain't one of them. So much false pretenders under that Bible.
Yes.
That's dangerous. And you know what? When they could get together and use that book and collude
and they
with politicians.
And they lose with politics. They used the Bible in politics.
Yeah, man. You call it witchcraft.
That's what you call it is correct. They combine witchcraft. The laws of the land with the Bible.
And right now, hey, and guess what? Right now, I ain't telling you no lie, right? You see all these, personal different parties, they buying this and that, and all them talking about, you know, I had a last night dream, and, you know, God tell me this.
Yeah, now you get it.
But boy.
Mr. Vales and et cetera, you hear them using the word COVID-19.
Men, them need to stop playing on. I'm talking about on the minds of the people who are vulnerable.
Yes.
And because Christians,
Christians are very vulnerable people.
And guess what? That's why the confusion comes in right there, and people don't know who to trust.
The board, man.
That's why so much confusion in the country.
And these men, and you know what? It's like it's a big joke. Money, something?
Yes.
This Christian thing, and I tell you no way to lie. In this country, it's like hold on, it's like a fashion show.
Yes.
Put on your little dress and thing, and you go out and you show off. But yeah, pretend. And then you go back. When you go back to wherever you feel comfortable and to release all your demons, you're cursing, you're drinking.
And then you go back Sunday to church to get communion, they forgive you for sins, then they go back and drink again. Like you say, then they go back to church on Sunday, get forgiveness again. And then I have a reserve chair in the church, and the church supposed to have seats available for anybody in the community or in the country, but there are seats reserved for people in churches. That is crazy.
Well, I guess they put them seats, the reserve seats for people them. Who they could purge things out of. All money, right. Vanity. It could even be sex. Okay? Because, you know, in this country, some of them preaching things, they stop that behind the altar.
Well, we know. We were seeing from all our cases that going around basically in Rome. You're seeing now where Rome itself is saying now they're putting the pastors before the courts, or they're giving out millions and millions of dollars settlement for sexual abuse and abuse from pastors and archbishop who have sodomized thousands of young men from back in the 19th, 18th century from the church itself.
Hey,
Scoogey.
But let me show you what. Guess what? You see, like, Sandra Day and Patterson and her cohorts of feminists to be every time, like, they talking about, woman's right and woman's the girls who've been raped and this and that. But you know what I tell you? You know, dawn on me this morning, right? I mean,
we could, most of the time, so you can make it quick for me, please. Go ahead.
You know, it dawned on me this morning, right? Money got no value. Why? Because guess what? You know what? Just this morning, right? It's like, hold on. I say, hold on. I hear all this. And the girls get raped and this and what about the boys who got sodomized?
Sodomized. And fuck us, all the boys who get sodomized. It was mostly against boys.
And that ran deep because guess what? They only talking about the girl. And you know what? This goes on for years.
Yes.
She got raped when she was a young girl and this and that. So, you know, we got this and that and this and that. So what about the boys and the young boys who got sodomized? And you know what? Why is it that these same persons, I talk about Sandra Day and Patterson in there because guess what? The institution one time ago was called the Women's Crisis Center, but led by only women. And only women were in there, right? Mm. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
And guess what? You know, a couple of years, must be about 10 years ago, right? Because it was more than that, right? But anyhow, I used to call, I met a couple of times in reference to my child, right? But you know what? I mean, it was so frustrating, right? And then she used to come on the radio, right?
Yeah.
And I told her, you know what? How y'all could be representing man and family and things? Like, I say, you even need no marriage? Mm. You know, man inside there or nothing?
Yes.
Only woman?
Yes.
And you know what they did? They got a male. I say it's man. And put him in there. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Well, that's the man part. But you know, the whole thing still gets
destruction. That's destruction of the family value. If you take the man from the head, then the woman will be independent, and then she wouldn't need
him from the man,
it's et cetera, and et cetera. And she'd be making decisions for both man and woman. So she'd be confused. She would be confused. She'd be making one decision. And have to make woman decision, and that's
and
impossible.
The only winner of it at the end of the day
is the devil.
Woman.
Yes.
Hey, I go on now, but school, just, I close in this one, right? You know what? You tickle me, right? When I hear these women who arrive, right? They single parent, right? And they arrive, and they, you know, and they made it, and no one helped them, and the daddy did that, blah blah blah. And you imagine all the poison they put in these little youth heads.
That's destroying the family, right? That's why,
you know what? I's man, right? And you know what I see? I wouldn't even give any of these women any money, but you know why? These women, them, they be like, hold on. They think, man, stupid or something. They got five or six niggas doing it. They think, giving them. And they right there, lay back and playing and fought. All they do is dress up nice and nice and thing. But they got wicked days, right? I wonder how niggas could deal with these demons with broken about things. And with his bald tail on and thing, with all these horse up and they pull blink and thing, and they bleach out skin and all these tattoo and all them other things with man who like, you know.
All right, heard, bro.
BLC Bubba's in charge, man. I go on.
Respect. Boy, that was the most fun. Yes. And to our females, our woman is beautiful, but you know, we have natural beauty, you know, just like the men, you know, we need to look at a natural beauty. We have to really be considering a cosmetic. We have to watch on how women take certain body controls because it gives you cancer. We got to watch how you put the skin, what you call a brightener, which is the bleaching cream on your skin. because you got to be careful a lot of ladies because that also gives you cancer. You also got to watch out for tract infection because some of the parts that are in the stores are certain frags that give you staph infection. So ladies, you got to be very careful. You know, the man's talking with your natural beauty. Some of you have long hair, you know, and don't say you're independent because you need a man in your life because you can't change your tire. If as simple as a roach in the house, you told me you're independent and all that stuff, right? The minute you're more hard, the minute you see a roach, you jump highest the roof. You see when Santa be, hey! Screaming because you're a woman. You understand? A woman don't really have the nerve to even kill a Santa bee or see a rat. See, that's the difference between a woman and a man. And you need a man because a man could come and kill the Santa bee. A man come and kill the roach. Lady, she could jump highest the roof, you know, et cetera. You know, we work together. You know, I'm not looking for a woman to cook and clean for me, but I saying I could cook one day and you could cook the next day or whenever the opportunity presents itself. We share with one another. We talk to one another. We're supposed to be companion. You know, there are certain things woman can do and there are certain things man can do. And there are certain things that a man can do, he can learn to do from his girlfriend. The same way as a woman, she can't do certain things, but she can learn to do it if we work together to change the tire and she can learn. The same way I can learn to sew from a woman or learn to cook from a woman or learn certain things from a woman. So that's what we're talking about. We have to bring the family value back in the country where man is the head of the table and we also respect woman as our partner and our equal, you know, but at the same time, we work together, you know. I think we have one more call. We can take this call. I don't know, call it. I think we have one more minute, so you might get in real quick. I don't know. So go ahead.
Yeah, I would say, school, you call it, it is a stock universe.
Yes, yes.
Along with you.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yes, sir.
You know, your last caller on the morning when you talked about land, right?
Yes.
You got the Icewood stole land, people stole land, but if you go pick up one gun and get them all or shoot them or throw one grenade on it, first thing the police going to tell you, you took the law into your own hand.
Yes.
But yet they're not doing anything when you go to complain to them about niggas or people on your land, right?
Yes.
And then not only that, the lawyers are making it so hard. They're charging you a bunch of money to get the land sold out, right?
Yes, sir.
And then they're taking a lot of time with it. This is just a nasty country.
Mm-hmm.
Just like stinky them squatting on my land now.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, and they're nervous living there. You
yes,
see what
sir.
I'm saying? These people just nasty in this country.
Yes.
But don't worry. God will work with them. Where they can, where something can happen to them. And the thing is, it ain't going to be nobody would take up gun. It just can happen because of their nastiness.
Yeah.
And those Wallace and Spence Street. The same thing, but and the Chinese.
All right.
You know?
Yes.
They be joking, but.
Yes.
Take care.
Okay, you too. We had a lot of passionate callers today. Some very anxious to speak, you know. Cuz calling, he was very anxious. He was worried about what one or two people said about him. Listen, those people, opinion no matter, my brother. You just keep up the good work, you know. I'm not whining on no one or two people. There are people around the corner who don't like me for no particular reason. I reside in the community. I don't bother with them, but I still help them. And one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to never fight down nobody. I'm not going to argue with nobody. I'm going to continue my journey. I'm going to see what I can do to continue to better my community. If I hear people say things about me, why should I be worrying about them? Their life is not perfect. They're talking about me and their daughters out there doing a bunch of foolishness in the road. They can't even talk to their own grandchildren. They're spoiled. All kind of stuff is going on in their life, and they got time to be talking about me. They need to worry about their own life. They get bigger problems than me, and I understand that. My problems are already solved. I give my life to Christ. Me as an individual give my life to Christ, and I confide in them. Not no Christianity. I talk the Christ that I know, you know, and I have given my life to Christ based on the way I live. I try to live the Ten Commandments. I'm trying to live the Christian Ten Commandments. I'm living in this time with the highways and byways and the way I did myself. I consider myself a believer, all right? And I try to keep the principle and mentality of God of helping others, being my brother's keepers, you know, speak over what's wrong in the country, fight for the less fortunate, you know. If you see something wrong in the country, speak on it and have wonderful conversation on how we could go forward to better the country and have great callers who call in today on the show who did an excellent job. All of the callers did a fantastic job. Some got educated. Some gave us some education. The lady made a wonderful point. You know, it's just wonderful. I want to say to all the callers, you did a wonderful job on the show today. So I want to thank my producer, Miss Dolly Road. I want to thank Guardian Radio 96.9 for having me on Guardian Radio to be talking about these type of topics. You know, I go for people and I go looking for people in the city who are doing great stuff in the community and bring them on this show. This is a show for people to express themselves about the circumstances and the suffering that is going on in this country. So we use this show as a platform to get more persons like yourself informed and get more persons to participate. At the same time, we're using the show to educate those out there and to make sure that we are doing a wonderful job on letting the Bahamian people know what we can do as individuals to better our country and what is our next step. I want to thank everyone who listened tonight on Guardian Radio 96.9. To all the drivers who are driving home, please drive safe. And I would like to say this to the recent spree of murders. Persons who own nightclubs, you got to stop and wind guys who are criminally minded or have problems with other guys. If you're running a business, a bar or a restaurant, you need to isolate them from your place. You need to tell them they are no longer welcome because they're bringing problems to your place, okay? And for all those out there who are going out tonight, avoid altercation, okay? Avoid altercation best as possible. Do not go out and try to create enemies, because when you create enemies today, it shortens your lifespan, okay? So if you go to fish fry or anywhere and you feel that you're going to get in confrontation with somebody, do your best to try and avoid it and get yourself away from that particular spot and place. Do not go back, all right? Preserve your life. It's not about you being a coward. It's about you preserving your life. Because I can tell you this, the devil is loose in this country, okay? Until we get the family value back and we invest in the communities, we invest in new prisons, and we invest in low-cost homes in this country, we are always going to see that spree of murders we just saw a few days ago. So next we'll be talking about what the minister said of national security. We didn't have a chance to do that because it was such a good topic there and we completely ran out of time. So we'll see you next week on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.